Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Spectacular catastrophe. Hmm? And then there's this from the San Francisco Gate. This is not a review. This is a warning. If I gave Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis a standard movie review and told you that it was in incoherent mess on par with Rebel Moon, your fanboy reflexes would kick in and you'd write me off. You'd take me as just another pair of glasses dead set on panning a movie just to bolster their art cred. I hate critics like that, and so do you. No, I'm telling you, this is not... I'm telling you this not as a reviewer, but as a friend. Do not see this movie.
Don't.
It is a piece of... blank.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
It came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane.
Anybody in your house?
Rescue workers near Tampa, Florida, helping folks who decided to ride out the storm. Helene, now already weakened to a tropical storm affecting Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana. I mean, this thing is huge. ABC News national correspondent Jim Ryan is live with us. He's been tracking this fast-moving storm. Morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, the video you were playing there, the audio from that, the firefighters in the boat calling to people, they were rowing past or motoring past a house that was fully engulfed in flames, sitting there in the floodwaters. So they were carrying out their water rescues. They found this house on fire. They found cars on fire. There's some real chaos going on in that part of the state. That's down in Pasco County, not too far from Tampa. The storm made landfall well to the north of there, hundreds of miles from there up the coast in the Big Bend region there near the community of Perry. And if that sounds familiar, it's because last year Hurricane Idalia struck almost in exactly the same spot. This storm is going to set records already. In fact, it's in the history books.
Talking with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, he has been tracking the storm overnight. Jim, I'm just so impressed with how these outer bands are going all the way into the southern Midwest right now. So a lot of states are, granted, it's no longer a hurricane, but they're going to get a lot of rain.
Well, they are, yes, and they're going to get some of the ancillary effects of a hurricane as well, including tornadoes. In fact, at least two of the six fatalities that we have recorded from this hurricane were in Georgia and came from tornadoes. It's the flooding, it's the wind, the dying wind, but also the tornadoes that are being spun off of this big storm. Now, of course, the majority of fatalities, the casualties come after the storm has gone through. People have accidents involving generators. You know, their people are electrocuted. So the faster the power can be restored, the less risk you have of that kind of injury or fatality. Right now, there are nearly 2 million power outages. That's homes and businesses in the entire Southeast.
Difficult days ahead for much of the Southeast part of our country. ABC's Jim Ryan. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
The northernmost bands are reaching Lafayette in Indiana, Champaign in Illinois. I mean, this thing is moving. It's hauling.
Yeah, really quick, right? I mean,
made
landfall last night and all the way up this far north. And again, that does not appear that we will be affected by any of these outer bands. That's not without precedent here in Wisconsin. You've seen that from time to time. We'll catch a little bit of rain, but doesn't look like we're going to get any from this one. 6:15, sports up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
The Brewers Hunt for Brew October on WTMJ is sponsored by Delta Dental. Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Big night tonight at AmFam Field. You know what tonight is?
The first night of the last home series?
And I said, hey, pretty lady. It's country night tonight.
Okay. I wasn't wrong.
Final series of the regular season begins tonight for your Milwaukee Brewers. All right, everyone gets a shirt. Actually, if you have a special theme night ticket, you get a shirt tonight. Okay. So what's the plan starting your final weekend series against the Mets? Well, you get your pitching set. That's basically what they're going to do. Freddy Peralta gets game one. The rest is up in the air. We already know they're the three seed. It's official now. They're playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if necessary Thursday, next week at AmFam. So after Peralta, then what?
Maybe. Tobias Myers.
Tobias Myers and Colin Ray. Tobias yes. goes short, maybe. Maybe it's Aaron Civale. Likely it's Frankie Montes. That would be my assumption, but we'll have to find out.
Civale.
Okay, so who are they going to play? Well, right now, the Brewers would play the Diamondbacks, with the Mets currently set to face the Padres. That's if the season ended today. But don't forget, after playing three here in Milwaukee, the Mets then have to play a doubleheader in Atlanta on Monday. The Braves are a game out right now of the playoffs. So anything could happen. So it's possible that the Mets will end up in Milwaukee again on Tuesday. What does that mean, Senior VP and GM Matt Arnold? I said, what does
Why
that
don't you
mean,
just tell me what it
Matt
means?
Matt Arnold? Oh, okay. Anyway. So what but Matt Arnold
Still
would tell
night.
Us. Matt Arnold? Okay. Never mind. So Brewers and Mets
He's
tonight on
to
WTMJ. Thursday night football, the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15.
Packers and Vikings Sunday, return of Packers great running back Aaron Jones, now with the Vikings. Packers defensive lineman Preston Smith on his former teammate.
Me and Aaron, you're pretty cool outside of football. And we're real family oriented. My mom's cool with his mom, and they hang out like best friends, and me and Aaron are cool too. We've hung out a few times and talk a lot. I mean, he's a great teammate. He's a great player.
Yeah, you know what they are on Sunday? Opponents. So Smith said no worries there. They're going to try and contain Aaron Jones, even as his mom and Jones' mom may be palling around in the stands.
Mama Jones is going to be here in attendance. Of course, she's never going to really miss a game to see her baby play. Mama Smith isn't either, and they're real cool, so I'm pretty sure they'll be hanging out at some point.
Yeah, Mama Jones, That's Mama awesome. Smith, they'll be hanging out. Meanwhile, I'm going to be corralling their guy. Right, you'd hope. The Vikings and Packers, noon kick at Lambeau on Sunday. The meeting is back on, if it ever really was off. More on that in a moment as we look ahead to former President Donald Trump's scheduled rally in southwest Wisconsin tomorrow. New information about that visit is that the former president actually wanted to host a huge outdoor rally. So why is it instead at the Prairie du Chien Area Arts Center?
Trump facing a change of plans this weekend. Sources say the Secret Service told the campaign that agents do not have the manpower to secure an outdoor rally in Wisconsin, recommending an indoor event instead. Manpower stretched thin by events at the UN in New York this week.
It's ABC's Perry Russom reporting there. Eric, you and I checked out the venue this morning just online. It looks like an auditorium.
Not very big.
Like not that much bigger than a high school auditorium. Yeah. Maybe 1,000 in there. Right? So the campaign apparently heeding the warnings, though, and perhaps wise to do so, as we learned more on Capitol Hill about the Secret Service failures that caused the former president to come within centimeters of his life.
What was the communication like that day? And they said it was disjointed. They said there were two command centers, one for the Secret Service and one for state and local law enforcement.
ABC's Jay O'Brien reporting on testimony from local and state law enforcement on the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania this summer. They said people couldn't talk to each other. Nobody knew who was in charge, things like that. So you know you have the inability of the Secret Service to protect the candidate, affecting now the candidate's ability to campaign as he chooses. Maybe you like Trump, maybe you don't. But if things don't go his way in November, he will add this to his talking points about how the playing field wasn't fair to him. Agree or disagree with that take. Get ready to hear more of that. We wanted to have big rallies. They said we couldn't have the rallies.
Now, could he hold a big rally next week after the UN stuff is finished?
You would think, because he's had outdoor rallies since.
Yeah.
And I believe on the schedule for him is he wants to go back to Butler, Pennsylvania.
That's right. That's right.
So that is still on the floor. But on the meeting reported this week, former President Trump would meet with President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, and then that he wouldn't. And now apparently the meeting is on for today in New York.
As you know, President Zelensky has asked to meet with me, and I will be meeting with him tomorrow morning at around 9:45 in Trump Tower. And it's a shame what's happening in Ukraine.
Yeah, the former president speaking yesterday as he's recently ramped up not only his opposition to endless funding for Ukraine and the war against Russia, but also going after Zelensky himself on the campaign
Very
trail.
Very specific with the timing of their appointment.
It'll be about 9:45 in Trump Tower. Here's Trump earlier on the campaign trail.
I think Zelensky's the greatest salesman in history. Every time he comes into the country, he walks away with $60 billion. Billion!
So that should be an interesting meeting. In Trump Tower today, Zelensky having said that the former president doesn't understand what will be required to have peace.
How do you play that if you're Zelensky going in there?
Because you have to be prepared to potentially do business with this man over the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, Zelensky has...
You can't go in hot.
Right. Can't go in hot, but you got to go in strong. And but you also have to make a case to former President Trump as to how you can, quote unquote, win the war. Right? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But he is set to meet with Trump today. President Biden and Vice President Harris met with President Zelensky at the White House on Thursday.
I would ask, okay, so about this deal you say you're going to strike on day one, how's that going to go when you get us on the phone together?
What are you going to ask me to do?
Yeah.
Right. What are you going to ask me to give up? You heard of the report, too, about the Secret Service that they're stretched thin this week as they work to secure diplomats from across the world at the United Nations for the General Assembly this week. Yeah, massive protests on the streets of Manhattan as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to speak today. This as Israel is rejecting international calls for a ceasefire not only in Gaza but to the north in Lebanon.
I think it's fair to say growing fears here that far worse is yet to come. That Netanyahu statement almost immediately pouring cold water on the Biden administration's EU ceasefire plan. Just in case you're any doubt about the Israeli position, the Israeli foreign minister just tweeting there will be no ceasefire in the north.
ABC News chief foreign correspondent Ian Pinnell, who is reporting from Beirut there. What a day in Manhattan.
Not only that, you got Eric Adams in court today, too.
Oh, the mayor. Yes. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the mayor of said New York City going to court today. 627 on Wisconsin's Morning News. What makes new Packers defenseman Xavier McKinney so special in the defensive backfield? Hall of Famer sounds off on that at 645.
Huge weekend, perhaps, at the box office.
Do you need assistance?
No assistance needed for The Wild Robot, the animated adventure film looking at a number one debut at the North American box office this weekend. Tracking puts it in the $25 million range, and it's getting glowing reviews. Kind of a different story for Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis.
Don't let the now destroy the forever.
The film, a passion project decades in the making, which he apparently ponied up $120 million to make, is getting wildly mixed reviews and will have trouble cracking $10 million. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Wildly mixed reviews is one way of saying it here. I'm just going to give you a couple of phrases that I've pulled from some of the reviews.
Okay.
Too weird for words, spectacular catastrophe, and then there's this from the San Francisco Gate. This is not a review. This is a warning. If I gave Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis a standard movie review and told you that it was in incoherent mess on par with Rebel Moon, your fanboy reflexes would kick in and you'd write me off. You'd take me as just another pair of glasses dead set on panning a movie just to bolster their art cred. I hate critics like that, and so do you. No, I'm telling you, this is not... I'm telling you this not as a reviewer, but as a friend. Do not see this movie.
Don't.
It is a piece of... blank.
Don't go see this movie.
That's
You've
review.
Been warned.
Yes, that's what it says. You've been warned. So I guess that's how good it's going to be.
So otherwise good, though? Otherwise a good film, right? Yeah, it's just a little long.
Spectacular catastrophe are two words
Why?
You don't want
Why is it so
other.
Bad?
I
like, the story
just,
doesn't make sense?
I think it's like modern-day Rome, and it's just all over the map. And,
see, that sounds right up my alley.
Well, give it a shot.
It was a poor execution.
Well, do you want me to keep reading?
No, we've been warned. 639 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
There is a lot going on in New York City today, not just the UN General Assembly meeting, but also the New York City mayor due to be arraigned.
Adams will appear here in this courthouse behind me where he is expected to enter a plea of not guilty. If convicted of the five charges against him, Adams could face up to 45 years in prison.
That's CBS's Nikki Battisti there. Mayor Eric Adams due to be arraigned today on corruption charges.
The five-count indictment tells a fulsome story of alleged bribery, fraud, and cover-ups. The mayor is accused of taking more than $100,000 in graft, including stays in high-end hotel suites and business-class travel in exchange for using his influence to help Turkey.
Yeah, so essentially what he was doing was he was helping Turkey, like, kind of skirt through some fire codes. The Turkey consulate, the building wasn't good enough to be used as is. There were some issues with it, so they wanted the safety inspection to, you know,
yeah, how about a little help?
Yeah, help that out a little
something.
Bit.
The indictment quotes a message from a Turkish businessman to someone working for Adams. I think I can raise money for your campaign off the record. Max 100K. The staffer responded, 100K? Do you have a chance to transfer that here? We can't do it while Eric is in Turkey.
ABC's Aaron Katursky there. So, yeah, they have text messages going back and forth on how the money will be used and where it'll go. And, hey, make sure you delete this and that. Now, we are hearing from Adams's lawyer.
The consulate general calls the mayor. He asks for courtesy. New Yorkers do this all the time. All the time.
I guess they do that kind of stuff all the time. So he says, hey, this is not a big deal.
Well, it's one thing, and you have that. I mean, that's why some powerful people donate to particular campaigns.
Of
you
absolutely.
Hope things will turn out more favorably. The problem here is it's a foreign entity,
yeah.
And that is strictly prohibited in the U.S. You can't take these foreign donations to your campaign. So I guess that's where what happens all the time potentially enters into the criminal.
There are conflicting reports as to when Adams was going to show up in court. Some were saying yesterday, others were saying next week, but no, it sounds like today he will be arraigned.
6:45, we know now the Brewers will play on Tuesday. We'll do sports coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The final series of the regular season begins tonight for your Milwaukee Brewers. So what's the plan as they are now officially the 3 seed? So they start Tuesday at AmFam Field in the playoffs. Well, it's getting your pitching set. So we already know Freddie Peralta is your Game 1 starter on Tuesday. The rest kind of up in the air. Likely, I would think, Frankie Montas, who starts tonight. But you could also have a combination of Tobias Myers and Colin Ray. Aaron Civale is still in the mix. So there are options after Peralta.
Telling you, I keep pushing Civale. I go Peralta, Myers, and then maybe some Colin Ray mixed in there with that start. Mm-hmm. And then I go Civale in Game 3 if you need him.
So you're the 3 seed. Right now, if the season were to end right now, the Brewers would play the Diamondbacks. Best of 3 at AmFam. The Mets currently are set to face the Padres if the season ended now. But don't forget, the Mets play Milwaukee here for 3, and then the Mets will fly to Atlanta for a doubleheader against the Braves on Monday.
A lot of baseball left.
Yeah, and the Braves are a game out. So it's possible you end up playing the Mets again on Tuesday. So Pat Murphy told us on Wisconsin's Morning News earlier this week, if that's the case, you kind of have to hide your info a little bit.
If you know for sure you're going to play the Mets and you're in the midst of playing, quote, last regular season game, I don't think you pitch guys that they're going to see, because more familiarity should lend to more success for the offense.
So what that means is if Montas gets boat rolled tonight, don't fret. He might just be throwing meatballs, just so you know. Like, he's not going to try all
trying stuff, doing just, whatever. These games
like
don't count for the
spring
Brewers.
Spring training almost.
Right? They literally don't count for the Brewers.
Brewers and Mets tonight on WDTMJ.
Can he make it 4 weeks in a row? Vikings and Packers Sunday. Packers safety Xavier McKinney. 3 games, 3 interceptions on the season. Eric predicted he'd have 10 picks this season. Which
yes,
sounded
sir.
Absurd. He's now well on pace to do that.
17.
So one of my favorite Packers of all time, NFL Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, on ESPN Wisconsin's Wilde and Tausch, told the boys that McKinney is more than an opportunist, that he's making these plays because he anticipates. He is reading the defense, and he knows what's coming.
McKinney makes those kind of plays. And so it's one thing for a player to the quarterback scrambling around, and he throws it up, and you make a pick. And it's another thing when you are attacking the football because you know what's about to happen.
Yeah, Wood just raving about your guy, E.
All right. I like it. All right.
Let's get greedy. How about 2 picks this week?
We that would be awesome.
Packers and Vikings noon kick Lambeau on Sunday.
Thursday night football, the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. Then we had our final game at the Coliseum in Oakland. Final A's game. In Oakland, of course, they wrap up on the road this weekend. So I grabbed a couple of the calls. You know me, I'm a sucker for a good local
call.
All right, do you want to hear it? Can we compare? We'll compare the TV call, the local NBC Sports Oakland call. Here's that one.
Here's the 1-2. Jankowski to Schumann. And the ground ball will end things. A 3-2 win for the Oakland Athletics. One more win for the Oakland fans.
A W on a day that everybody in the Bay needed one.
All right. I like that. They let it breathe. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the radio, KNEW radio with the final call.
Mason Miller slams the door on the Rangers as the curtain comes down on 57 incredible years of A's baseball at the Coliseum. It's over.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
That's it, folks.
It's over. And then what? We have one more here. Is that...
Pack it up, boys. We're going home.
That's not the call from.
So, yeah, the A's officially done in Oakland.
There's an interim before they get to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
They play somewhere else next
year? They're playing 3 years in Sacramento. Who knows? It could be longer. I don't think they have a plan yet in Vegas, but that's the intention to get there.
6:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Keep at 6:54, you're not going to fight, Darry. I thought you guys were going to fight.
Well, I mean, Eric said something that really ridiculous things. He's saying things out loud that should not be said.
So, as you know, oftentimes I'm looking for the theater, right? I'm looking for like what will be the most talked about thing that'll happen, and as it pertains to the Packers Vikings game, that would be Aaron Jones Lambeau leaping on his return. Like that would be. As soon as he'd do it, I'd be like, oh, my God, what's going to happen next? Are they going to push him out? Are they going to boo him? Or are they going
to? No, because he'd look for a little pocket of purple there in the end zone and try to jump into some friendlies. That I would boo. I love me some Aaron Jones.
Look.
Wasn't his fault that it didn't work out with the Packers. Like, we let him go, and
100%,
that's fine.
Like, Aaron Jones is a very good guy.
We all love him.
He's going to come back into the Packers community at some point. I'm assuming he's going to end up in the Packers Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Because of the tremendous time that he had here. As Vince said, Packers offered him a pay cut that he deemed insulting. Turns out it was. Got more money from someplace else. And you know what? I don't like it, but I understand, like, hey, my former employer decided I wasn't worth much. I'm going to try to stick it to him. Guess what, though? I still cheer for the former employer. I don't want you sticking it to me.
And I don't want you to. First of all, I don't want what would precede the Lambeau leap
which
to
is
happen.
A touchdown. Which
would be a touchdown.
If he's scoring touchdowns, that is going to be very bad for my favorite team on Sunday. I would prefer that not happen.
So if they lose 27-10, go ahead and leap all you want after the game.
Yeah, I think there is a moment.
Run some stairs.
Yeah, if you score a touchdown right before the 2 minute warning to make it 27-10,
go ahead.
Do whatever you want.
But right though, I think the crowd would celebrate that if the Packers are rolling them and it's 28-0 and he scores seven, you don't think they would cheer him if he jumped into the crowd?
No, that's so. I don't think he gets booed because again,
I think
Aaron Jones is very beloved by the fan base. There are some that might try to start to boo him, but this isn't going to be Brett returning to Lambeau, right? Like this is nothing like that. But if he Lambeau leaps, that's how he gets himself booed.
That's over the line.
Yeah. That's how he gets himself food. No, the Lambeau leap's a Packer thing. You're no longer a Packer. You don't get to do our thing. That's just how it works. Sorry, bud.
It's not without precedent. I mean, others have Lambeau leaps.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
But again, they look for the pocket of safe space.
The friendlies.
Yes.
Right.
Otherwise, I mean, he's probably just going to get a beer dumped on him. He's getting shoved out of the crowd. And like, you're doing a Lambeau leap in a hostile territory. Who knows what happens to
How many Vikings fans there tomorrow?
Well, so I was reading, I don't know if it was StubHub, like some sort of third-party like ticketing agency where they do estimates.
Yeah.
So I believe last year was estimated about 33% when the Packers played the Vikings. Now, the Packers were struggling at that point. That was the game Kirk Cousins eventually got hurt. Vikings still won that game. They were estimating 19% is what I saw. 19% of Lambeau will be full of purple and gold.
Still too many.
How are you feeling?
If Jordan Love plays, I mean, I think it's going to be a tight game. The Brian Flores-led Vikings defense has been really good. It's not like they've been beating up on bad teams to get to 3-0. They beat the 49ers, and then they turn around and, I mean, I think it's the most impressive win all year for any NFL team with what they did to the Texans. Because, you know, winning that game 34-7, that's absolutely dominating. I think the Packers need Jordan Love. I think he is going to play. I know he's still limited, and they're kind of going through that whole charade.
Limited.
But I think Jordan Love ends up playing, and I think they need him to play in order to have the success that they need to have to win.
Agreed on both counts. I think he does play, and they need him to play.
Another noon game.
A lot of them. I mean, the only one in the early season is the 3:25, and that's because it's in Los Angeles.
Right.
And then we hit a stretch, though, like mid-season, where we're prime time for like four or 5 weeks in a row.
You've got back-to-back Thursday games because you have the Thanksgiving game and then the Thursday right after that. Yeah, a lot of prime time games late in the season, which is good because the NFL is expecting the Packers to be a good team.
To ramp up, 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.